Welcome back again to another thought for the day. Let's pray. Our loving Heavenly Father, as we come back to your word, Lord, we pray that as we read of your power and your glory and your character, that you will show us the right response to make. Lord, we ask it for your praise and glory. Amen. Well, today we're continuing our studies in the book of Joshua, and today we've reached Joshua chapter 2 and verses 8 to 14. Before the spies lay down for the night, Rahab went up on the roof and said to them, "I know that the Lord has given this land to you, and that a great fear of you has fallen on us, so that all who live in this country are melting in fear because of you. We have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to Sihon and Og, the two kings of the Amorites east of the Jordan, whom you completely destroyed. When we heard of it, our hearts melted and everyone's courage failed because of you. For the Lord your God is God in heaven above and on the earth below. Now then, please swear to me by the Lord that you will show kindness to my family because I have shown kindness to you. Give me a sure sign that you will spare the lives of my father and mother, my brothers and sisters and all who belong to them, and that you will save us from death. Our lives for your lives," the men assured her. "If you don't tell what we are doing, we will treat you kindly and faithfully when the Lord gives us the land." Well, clearly the key verses in this chapter are verses 9 to 11, this remarkable and amazing confession of the Almighty God and his power in these verses. And this confession has come about because Rahab and her compatriots have heard of all the mighty deeds of Israel's God and what these deeds reveal about him and his character. And that's why it's so important for us to know the historical evidence of what God has done. It's also why so many contemporary attacks on the Christian faith either seek to ignore or try to denigrate the historical evidence, especially that of the incarnation, the life, death, resurrection, and ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because they know that if Christianity can be reduced to mere speculation or to just moral tales, then its power is gone. But what these verses show us is when the truths about the living God penetrate, as it were, enemy territory, there are only two possible reactions. And we see them both in these verses today. The first possible response is fear, and there's plenty of that in verses 9 to 11. "A great fear of you has fallen on us," says Rahab in verse 9. Our hearts melted in fear and everyone's courage failed," verse 11. And in many ways, that's a very understandable response if you hear and read the truths of the true and living God, and yet you wouldn't yet call yourself a true Christian believer. But wonderfully, there is a second response, and Rahab shows it to us in verses 12 and 13. Not fear, but faith, as we cast ourselves on the mercy of God, as Rahab casts herself on the mercy of God's representatives in these verses. And it's all summed up in that plea at the end of verse 13, "Save us from death." And what a truly wonderful example we have here of the mercy of God. A foreigner, a prostitute. Rahab is not just saved short term as Jericho falls, but is saved by faith for eternity. And would you believe she even appears in the genealogy of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, if you look that up in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 5. Our Saviour comes from a family of sinners in order that he might save a family of sinners. So, fearful or faithful, that's the clear choice presented. How have you, how have I responded to the living God? Can you say, as Joshua will say at the end of the book which bears his name, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord"? Let's pray. Lord, your mercy is indeed great. Lord, you save people like Rahab, you save people like us. Lord, may we be those who respond with faith to you, trusting you and all that you have done for us in the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask it for your praise and glory. Amen.